the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In 1995, Missouri State University was granted a statewide mission in public affairs. Over the past 18 years, the university has incorporated the mission into every aspect of campus life. In 2014, the public affairs mission will mature again with the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Cliff Smart is the president of Missouri State University, and he joins me today. Could you tell me a little bit about the Public Affairs Hall of Fame?
The Public Affairs Hall of Fame is a Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame, and the goal is to honor individuals with connections to the state of Missouri who really serve as examples of global leaders, ethical leaders who've been engaged and have made a difference in their communities. And we thought, since the Missouri State has that mission in public affairs, that it would be appropriate that it would be housed here.
Who are the three inaugural members of the Hall of Fame?
President Truman is the only president born in our state, is the legacy choice, someone who's no longer alive. And then Senator Jack Danforth, as well as Dr. Donald Suggs.
Could you tell me a little bit about President Truman and why he was selected?
Anyone who has served the nation's highest office is, of course, a good candidate. But it was more than that. President Truman presided over a time of the end of World War II, the conclusion of the war with Japan, including the incredibly difficult decision to whether to use the atomic bomb to end that war. He was also the president that signed the Charter of the United Nations and then was involved in defending South Korea when it was invaded by the Communist North. And then, as all great presidents do, once his term concluded, he was involved in all sorts of community and public policy events, and including establishing really the good neighbor policy that tried to bring educational opportunities throughout the developing world.
And could you give me some background on Senator Danforth and why he was one of our inaugural members of the Hall of Fame?
Of course, he served our state as senator for 18 years and before that as attorney general. But again, beyond serving in those very important roles, he was also U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and one of his signature achievements was helping end the 20-year war in Sudan, where literally millions of people were killed and displaced, and was actually special envoy to Sudan in 2001 and was a part of the signing of the peace that brought an end to that conflict in 2005. He also created an incredible philanthropic organization that focused on strengthening and improving the whole St. Louis area, and so really is the epitome of a 20th century ethical leader who is involved in his community, his state, his nation, and even the world.
Some listeners might be less familiar with Dr. Donald Suggs.
If you live in St. Louis, I guarantee you know Dr. Suggs, because he owns and operates the St. Louis American newspaper, which not only is the largest weekly African-American newspaper in the country, is simply the largest weekly newspaper of any kind in the country. He's had an incredible broad range of achievements. Folks might not know he was the chairman of the People's March on Washington in 1968 and one of the probably lesser known but critical leaders of the civil rights movement in our country. He has spent literally half a century working on a variety of arts projects, from the Alexander Suggs Gallery of African Art in St. Louis and New York City to the Museum of African Art in New York City. He's a great promoter of the arts, is on the St. Louis Art Museum Board of Commissioners, is educated as a doctor of dental surgery, has been a professor at a variety of medical and dental schools, and is just an incredible example of a Renaissance man, if you will, who has been successful in art and medicine, civil rights, business, publishing, and on and on.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Public Affairs Hall of Fame?
We're going to have an induction ceremony on April the 11th. The public is invited. I think it will be a great evening as we celebrate the lives of these three men who really made a difference in our state, in our country.
Cliff Smart is president of Missouri State University, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.